Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, welcome to Investing Simplified. This is your opportunity to pick up the phone, give us a call, ask the question that's been keeping you up at night, 503-417-9595, or toll free, 877-733-1011. Now, for all of you that are regular listeners who come into the show or listen to us every week, a Saturday, know that the first Saturday of the month, we do Investing in Your Health. And we're going to talk about wealth, too, but we're going to talk about investing in your health. And we're going to have a couple of guests coming up here pretty quick. One of them is a regular on our show, Sherry McCants, nutritionist, and she's also going to have a special guest, a lady who's a nurse who's been on the program for a long time, and to share some ideas with you, the listening audience. But I want to get right to the economy. I want to talk about the market. Look, in case, unless you're living in a cave, you have to know that we have hit some low numbers of unemployment. We've hit another low, 3.8% unemployment, the lowest for African Americans in the United States history, the lowest for Hispanic in America. I'll tell you what, folks, we and the lowest in almost 20 years for women unemployment. So the unemployment numbers, there are jobs out there everywhere. If somebody wants a job, they can get a job. I mean, reminds me back of the 60s and 70s when you could go out and get a job, and there were plenty of jobs and plenty of opportunities to learn, expand for yourself, and grow in whatever industry you're in. So I would really recommend, if you're not aware of what's going on in the economy, you need to wake up and look at it, because the economy is humming like a fine-tuned engine. And we want to keep it that way. And I'll tell you what, for any of you retirees out there that do your quarterly tax report, if you're doing quarterlies, unless you're an accountant or you're doing them yourself, you notice that a nice 3 to 5% reduction this year because of the Trump tax plan. So everybody's got to be happy. We're paying less taxes. We're having a better standard of living. Folks, it's great to be in America, and it's great to be an American, and we want to keep it that way, the land of the free, that's for sure. And listen, we're going to get right into investing, but I do want to tell you about a free offer I have, and there's no obligation. You don't have to set an appointment with us. You don't have to do anything. You just call the office. You stop by. You pick up these books. I got books I'm going to give to you for free. The only thing I ask, because to me, knowledge is power. The only thing I ask, I'll give you the book if you'll read it. Just read it. And after you read it, share it with somebody else. Look, there's nothing more important we can do as human beings than to share ideas and knowledge with other people. That's how we all learn. That's how we all grow. So I've got my best-selling book, and it actually is a bestseller, a number one bestseller called Your Retirement Made Simple. If you want a copy, just call my office, stop by. You can pick it up. It's myself and four other financial advisors give retirement ideas that we've used for our clients for years. All of us have been in the business a long, long time, and this gives you a recap of five different advisors' ideas about how to plan retirement. The other is my book called Investing Simplified. It's the first book I came out with. I have nine contributing authors in it. Carl Jepson, our estate planning attorney, is in it. Kevin Stege, the CPA, is in it. We have Rick Dimmick, our long-term care specialist, in it. There's a lot of great ideas. To me, it's a guidebook to retirement. You keep this book, you can look up in it, you can find things in it, it'll help you. It's just as good today as it was 4 years ago when I wrote it. The other one I'm going to give to you that is available to you, and I really recommend this. If you're 50 and above and you're not planning your retirement, you need to get moving. You need to do it. There's a book called The Top 10 IRA Mistakes, How to Avoid IRA Tax Traps. I give it to you for free. It's written by David Royer, a good friend of mine. We had David on the show not long ago. I'm going to have him on every quarter talking about tips about retirement planning. And I got to tell you, I've been in the business a long time. If you don't have good people to work with, nobody can do everything by themselves. You have to have experts in certain areas to help you. And David's one of the resources I use. The other one I have is a book written by Rocky DeFrancisco, who's an attorney. It's called Peace of Mind Planning, and I do the foreword in the book, but it's a book I give to you for free. Any of these four, you can have all four. You can have one of them. You can have as many as you want until we run out. And I've got a limited number, but when we run out, that's it. So if you want them, you can get them. And we want to offer them to you as a resource to learn. I mean, look, now our show is basically an educational show. We're not pounding you and selling you product every single minute of the time and telling you got to get in and do a review or we're going to give you a book. We'll give you the book anyhow. Just get some knowledge. If you have knowledge, you'll come back and you'll talk to us. And if it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't work for you, that's fine too. But we don't push anybody into anything. Listen, I want to talk to you about the markets. The markets are doing great. Unemployment's down. The economy is rolling right now. And if you're not investing in the market, this is the time to be in the market, not to be out of the market. This is the time to be in the market. And I think through this year, there's a good chance we're going to have really nice returns through the year. However, I do want to give caution that, so far year to date, the Dow Jones is still negative. So the S&P is having a good upride, but as far as the Dow, it's not as good as the S&P. But the S&P is the general overall market. So that tends to be a little broader, a little bigger, I think a little more indication. For example, the S&P year-to-date as of 6/1 is up 2.28%. Now, that's not an exciting number. If you take that out for the year, that means it's going to do about 5%. The Dow Jones is actually negative year-to-date. It's 0.03% negative so far year-to-date. But if you go back and look at the S&P, the S&P, if you go back to 12/31/99, the S&P has done 4.95% per year over that 17 years and 5 months. Now, that's not an exciting number. The Dow Jones, over that same period of time, has done 6.56%. So what about the NASDAQ? What about the technology? It's done 4.92%. Those are not historical long numbers. And the primary reason is the first 15 years of this new century, the markets have kind of sucked. You know, we had a crash in 2000. Everybody forgets March 15th, 2000, the tech bubble popped. Fake historians always try to call it the 201 because they don't want you to know that it actually happened when Bill Clinton was still president. Don't want you to know that. The crash of 08, it crashed, no question about it. Did we recover? No, we really haven't recovered until Donald Trump became president. Then we started really recovering very rapidly. And our markets right now are running into high tune. So I'm telling you, this is a good opportunity for you to take a look at the market. And just to kind of shout out here to everybody, if you want those books, call my office, 503-253-3000. Any of the four books, you can have one, you can have all four. Just call the office. As long as you pick it up at the office, nobody will try to make you set an appointment. We'll just give you the books. And I have people coming in every week picking up books. We don't tell them they got to set an appointment. We just give them the book and say, please read it. And after you read it, give it to somebody else and share it with somebody else. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back with Sherry McCants, and we're going to talk about investing in your health. In your health. We usually talk about investing in your wealth, but today we're going to talk about investing in your health. So I'm going to be right back talking to Sherry McCants about investing in your health. And she has a special guest today. And we're going to open the lines, folks. If you want to pick up the phone, give us a call. You can pick it up. Call us, and we will be glad to answer any and all questions you may have. 503-417-9595. Toll free, 877-733-1011. For all you podcasters that are picking us up all over the country, we welcome you, and do not hesitate to call and ask your question. We'll be right back with Sherry McCants. Rice Financial Group, wealth management.
My name is Carl Jepson, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so that clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from Mall 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsonlaw.com.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Well, we don't have the Knowledge Trust today, but I am the only one in studio today. Carl and Kevin has the weekend off, but I do have on the line Sherry McCants. Sherry, are you there?
I am here, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning. And I understand today you're going to have a special guest on the air with us.
Yes. I am having Kim. She is a registered nurse of 2 years. She has a beautiful family with two girls, one 7 months old and one 8 years old. So we may hear a little bit from that 7 month old. And she right now is actually going to school for her bachelor's. She works a full-time job as a charge nurse. And she's been living this program, Chuck, for 4 years. And so I thought it would be great for us to once in a while have a guest on the show that's been living the program. I talk so much about that this is not a diet and that we are different from we're different from anything out there. We are actually the way that our body is meant to be fed, and it is based on science, it's based on physiology, and I felt it would be great to hear from some people that are living the plan. So I asked Kim, she lives in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, to come on today. So, are you there, Kim?
I am. Hi, Sherry.
Hello, Kim. And while you are telling your story, I know Chuck may have some questions, and the listeners may have some questions out there. So I just encourage people to pick up the phone, just like Chuck said. You can give the number again, Chuck, but it's my passion to help people understand blood sugar. And when I am teaching this program, it's amazing. The medical field actually goes, wow, this really makes sense. And then when someone else wants to learn the program and they go to their doctor and talk to them about it, the doctor says, yes, this makes sense. This is how our body's meant to be fed. You should do this for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And Kim, if somebody wants to call and ask a question, welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
503-417-9595 or toll free 877-733-1011. And Kim, tell us your story.
So basically, I was part of a trial group in 2014, just learning about PFC and everything. I had been through every yo-yo diet, everything you could imagine. But when I started in 2014 and learned, the ratio of protein, fats, carbs, and how to make that work in your life, I finally had success. I was able to lose 30 to 35 pounds in just 6 to 8 weeks, but it was the healthy way. And from there, I kind of just, I kept learning more and more about it and learned how to make it work in my life and basically just making it as easy as I could. And from there, I started taking it to teach my patients. I was a home health nurse, and by doing that, I was helping my diabetic patients and my hypertensive patients to really see drastic changes in their numbers. I had some patients who were in the high 500s for their blood glucose levels coming down to just the 120s, 130s in a matter of a week. And as far as blood pressure, as far as blood pressure, people who would run very hypertensive, 170 over 90 as an average, coming down to 130 over 70. So I really just instantly saw the benefit of eating this way and just kind of taking it from there. So when you get thanked by a veteran's doctor saying, how did you get this patient down to these levels, you really kind of pay attention that this is how we're supposed to do this.
You know, Kim, I think one of the things that's kind of important for our listeners to know is that the plan is simple. It is very simple, but you do have to be disciplined, and you got to stick with what you should be eating and not eating, and when you should be eating and not eating.
Yeah, and you know, Chuck, I'm just going to interrupt here, and you know, people cannot change their habits without changing their way of thinking. So what you got to think about it is you've got to change your mindset. And just kind of how, like you always say, you know, what good is your wealth if you don't have your health? And like Kim is showing, I mean, her patients and people that she's around, is that blood sugar stabilization is really a big key to living a longer life. When you have type 2 diabetes and these other diseases, that all stems from inflammation. And that's because we're not stabilizing our blood sugar. We are eating, and then our blood sugar goes high, and then we store fat. Or we're skipping meals, and we're not eating before exercise, and our blood sugar is so low that we're actually burning muscle. So just like Kim is saying, we are teaching people how to stabilize their blood sugar so that their blood sugar's in the range of 80 and 120, and that's where you feel your best. Kim, what kind of things are you doing? You mentioned to me that you really got a grasp of how to make this into your life. I mean, you are busy. I mean, if you just heard me, she has a 7-month-old. She has an 8-year-old. She has a full-time job. And, you know, she is making this work. So what can you tell the listeners that you do, that they can do, so that it can be simple? Just like Chuck said, it's simple, but we know it's not easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know who originally said it, but fail to plan to fail. So the biggest thing in my life is basically I meal prep 1 to 2 hours, 1 to 2 days a week. And I really try to focus on picking out fresh produce. I like to go to the Saturday markets or Chuck's or, you know, any stores like that where you just get really good produce. And I just make it really simple. I grab whatever's on sale, and that's what I'm doing for the week. So I just cut up fruit, salad. I cook lean proteins down so that there's something always available. Because that's the biggest thing, especially when you're working full-time and you have children, and I'm going to school full-time as well. You really have to plan. And if you don't, you're not going to make it. So I like to make it easy by having just really simplified, you know, bars. I don't need to put any names out there, but really simple bars that don't have a lot of ingredients. Shake mixes help so that if you're missing meals, especially as a nurse, we don't get a lot of time for breaks. That really helps to kind of eat every 3 hours by replacing with one of those. And then just really simple, clean foods is what I go to. I don't make it difficult. I don't make fancy recipes, especially when I'm working during the week. I just make it really simple.
That to me is one of the great things about this program, because you can keep it simple, and we try to cook our meals up on the weekend and have them for the whole week. So we just have stuff ready to, and as Sherry called it, grab and go. We have our stuff all ready to go, and if you're hungry in between, you know, you can maybe have a banana nut muffin. But normally you try to wait till that 3 hours to try to eat. And I find myself in the morning having I have a shake every morning, and I'm really not hungry until pretty much three and a half hours later.
Yeah. Yep. The shakes will help with holding you over for those 3 hours, and it's basically a gap filler. And like what Kim was saying, and Chuck, you were saying, the grab-and-go meals, it's called MRFK, which is Mobile Ready Food Kit. So you really should not leave your house without something in your car, in a cooler, because you never know when you're going to get stuck in traffic. I know for sure, Pacific Northwest, you're stuck in traffic, right, Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yep.
Yeah. Every time you're, especially in the summer, you plan to go to the park and it's a beautiful day. So, you know, you've eaten and you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the park. But what happens? You're at the park for 3 hours. And then what happens is you're starving. And then you reach for the ice cream, or you reach for a candy bar, you reach for something, because now your blood sugar has dropped. But if you were prepared, like Kim is, and bringing something, either a balanced shake or a balanced bar or a simple, a couple hard-boiled eggs and a piece of fruit, that's a great way to stabilize your blood sugar. Then you're not going to be going to that next meal starving. So that, I think that will help a lot.
Well, I think one thing that also helps a lot, Kim, and I'm assuming you do this as well, but Sherry has a wealth of recipes in her program that virtually there's something in there that everybody would like.
Absolutely. Since 2014, I've put together a binder, and anytime I find recipes that are off plan, that aren't, you know, that balance of the protein, fat, and carbs, I'll still print it out and try to figure out how I can change this so it works for me. So I just developed a binder and put it all together, and that keeps me going. I write out meal plans for the week and just keep copies of them so that if ever I get a week where I can't really sit down and think about it, I can just pull one out and go from there, and it saves so much time in the long run.
Well, listen, to our audience out there, if you have a question and you want to talk about anything that could help your health, give us a call. Pick up the phone, 503-417-9595, toll free, 877-733-1011. Now, you've been on this program for 4 years now, since 14.
Yes, I've been on the program, been teaching it, yep.
And And you are a registered nurse?
Yes.
Okay. And do you do like a diet class, or what kind of a class do you do?
I don't do any classes per se, but when I'm educating my patients, you know, when you're in a hospital or you're at a clinic, when you go to leave, you're supposed to get information on, hey, what do I do from here, especially with a new diagnosis of diabetes or hypertension. And so that's where I kind of jump in and educate on the proper way to eat and how they can, you know, potentially decrease the amount of medications they're going to be on and how they can battle this kind of new diagnosis that they got. So that's where I really like to thrive and where I feel like I'm doing the most good, especially as a nurse. Our biggest thing is we always want to help our patients. We want them to feel better. We want them to get better. And so that's what I like to do.
Well, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I was taking blood pressure pills, and I'm not anymore. I had high blood sugar. I don't anymore. And I could tell you, I mean, I have physicals every single year, and my blood pressure's back to normal. In fact, my doctor's very happy where I'm at on my blood sugar and my blood pressure because I no longer have to take medication.
Yeah, right. And it's amazing. With this program, I've seen that more than honestly anything else. So I really think that this is the way to get to those results rather than following, what is it, the SAD diet, the standard American diet. We just, it isn't how we're supposed to eat. So, yeah, that's no. Amazing. Good job on your results.
Yeah, the amazing thing to me is that it is relatively easy to follow, and you get almost instant results because you start feeling the difference.
Absolutely.
And if you're like me, where you were taking blood pressure or you had high blood sugar, you really know the difference.
Yeah.
And when they talk about the blood pressure as the silent killer, I think also one of the real problems is people who have high blood sugar. And the number of people in this country that have diabetes is just amazing.
Yes, yeah. That's the reason why I chose to do this with my son being type 1. I wanted to understand diabetes, type 1, type 2. But as I've said before on this show, it's not just for type 1. It's not just for type 2. It's actually the way everyone's meant to be fed. And, you know, when your boss says, you know, you do not have time to eat, and it's going on 6 hours. I mean, you really just need to educate them. I mean, that's what we just have to do. We just have to start telling people that we need to feed our bodies because it is like you said, it's a silent killer. And I think what I need to ask people is, you know, do you know how to achieve and maintain your health? You have to know how. And earlier you were talking about knowledge is power. So pick up the phone, give us a call, or you can also go to my website. It's team-bliss.com, and you can read about what PFC is. I have some videos on there to explain it, and I always have to give a shout-out to my mentor, Mark McDonald, that has helped me with teaching this program. And it's all over. I mean, this program is being taught in Japan, Russia, Poland, Brazil, Malaysia, Turkey, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand. You know, it's going worldwide. People are starting to understand how to take their body to the next level by eating PFC, eating a protein, a fat, and a carb every 3 hours to stabilize your blood sugar.
Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with investing in your health. And I can tell you, you can have all the money in the world and have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have your health, you'll be spending it on medical care. And so you need to have balance in your life, and that's what we're going to be talking about, is investing in your health and matching that with your wealth and to have a long life and healthy life. So we'll be right back on Investing Simplified. And write down these numbers, 503-417-9595, toll free 877-733-1011. We'll be right back.
Rice Financial Group, wealth management.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Well, we're back to Investing in Your Health segment with Sherry McCants and Kimberly Townsend, her guest today, and who's a registered nurse. And you know what, guys? Good news. We've got a couple of callers on the line there, so hopefully we'll be talking to somebody here real quick that has a question, and I'll let you know what their question is. But one of the things about our show is live, and so we're actually on the air live to answer your questions. So this is an opportunity to get free advice, and free is a good price. So you can call the show and get answers to a question that's maybe been keeping you up at night. I don't see there. We got two callers there, but I don't see. Okay. Sherry, they were just calling not to come on the air. They wanted to get your website so they could go on there and get some information. And that's okay. A lot of people are a little shy about being on the air, but nobody knows who you are, and unless they recognize your voice, but the odds of that are slim. But the fact is, nobody does know who you are. But I understand that some people are a little shy about coming on the air.
Yeah. Kim, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about detox? Because I think probably now they're wondering, you know, this sounds good, and, you know, we've got a registered nurse talking about this, so, you know, what do I do? So can you give them a little information about how detox works?
Yeah, absolutely. So detox basically is where you're just going to cut and clean your body. You just get rid of gluten, you get rid of refined sugars, you get rid of dairy, because overall that's what tends to cause a lot of the inflammation, the bloating, the, you know, just holding on to everything you don't need. So for that time, it's a week or 2 weeks if you have more than 50 pounds to lose or if you're a smoker or drink alcohol. And basically that gives your body kind of the jolt it needs to kind of release all these toxins and bad things. And you may feel, you know, different within the first day. Sometimes takes a couple days, but I found personally I like to detox at least once every 3 months. And it just resets my body, kind of brings it back to how it should be, gets rid of the excess bloat. And this last time I did detox, I was able to lose about 13 pounds in 2 weeks. So I had great results, and I felt incredible. And I, you know, it kind of resets me to have all this energy I need, especially to follow my kids and keep up with my everyday life. So, yeah, detox is a great thing to start, and it kind of sets your way for this program.
That's awesome. And what I like to think about it is like an oil change. I mean, when you go in to get your car, the oil change, they don't just put oil in it. They actually take the oil out first, the bad oil out first, and then put the good oil in. So when you think of detox, you want to actually, like Kim said, you want to cut all those foods that bloat you so that you can start with a clean canvas and then put all those clean foods back in. So, and like she said, gluten. Gluten is a real, a big protein that's really, really hard to digest. And what I've found out through teaching this program is that a lot of people, once they cut gluten out, they don't go back, because a lot of times what's happening with this inflammation is it's causing a lot of pain. And I just had a few clients before that said that was the key to them. And because they chose this program where it actually is paint by the number, you follow the detox program and you follow the fact that you cut these foods out, you know, and I tell them first, you know, let's just try it for a week. And they're like, wow, I didn't even realize that I would miss bread. But it's real important to follow it and cut the gluten out, cut the soy out, the cheese and yogurt that will bloat you, the refined sugar, the sugar-free sweeteners. Be real careful of those. There's a lot of sucralose out there and aspartame. You want to make sure that you don't use those products.
Hey, Sherry?
Salt is a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, one of our longtime listeners has a question about detox. And Lee, you've got a question about detox?
I do. This plan sounds awesome. And Sherry, you are very convincing. And your guest is also very convincing. But you guys, now let's be honest here. You guys talk about after the detox is done, you're feeling great. But how long does, and I can't remember your guest's name, sorry. The nurse.
It's Kim, yeah.
All right. For Kim and Sherry and Chuck, you can chime in too. How long did you feel just downright miserable when you were going through the detox the first time you went through it? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thanks very much.
Oh, I'll start, and then you guys can also chime in. My first detox was, it was probably, I don't know, 2013, because this is kind of when I was starting this program, and I did it the first day of spring. I actually did a video for, I was in a test pilot as well, and I said, it's the first day of spring for me, the first day of detox. And I would say I probably didn't feel the best maybe for a couple days, but what it was that I cut out caffeine, which is part of the program. You want to cut out caffeine. Well, I like my coffee. So when you cut out caffeine, there is going to be a situation where you may have some headaches. And what we say is if you're cutting out caffeine and you don't want to suffer through that, just bring one cup back in. And there are different kinds of detoxes. So let me talk about that. There are some on the market that may make you feel worse than what ours do. I mean, we are just simply telling you to cut out these foods, and also we have a digestive enzyme to help with that. So that might be what he's talking about, but mine was just a couple days, and I was fine. What about you, Kim?
So, yeah, the same with me, you know, having a busy life, working, going to school, having kids. I love my coffee as well. So trying to give that up, yep, the headaches were basically the only side effect that I really had. But I would still incorporate maybe that one cup, you know, just to kind of get me through it, so that I wasn't miserable, because, you know, having a newborn especially, I don't get a lot of sleep. So, yep, that's kind of my added bonus, is my little one cup of coffee.
You know, I'm just going to chime in here, because one of the things that I think was really exciting about the program for me, I was a very heavy coffee drinker. And the only problem I had was going getting off of the caffeine. But I've not went back, and I still don't have any coffee at all. And what I really find amazing to me is I get up in the morning, I'm ready to go. I have energy. I don't need caffeine to have energy. I've got energy. I'm ready to go. for my day. And I just didn't have that before. I would get up and I was lethargic, and I had to have that cup of coffee, and then I had to have the second cup of coffee, and then I had to have, you know, bacon and eggs, and I had, you know, I had to eat stuff that wasn't really too good for me, but and toast, and then I drink another cup of coffee on the way to work. So to me, I've saved a lot of money on not buying coffee.
And Chuck, you've done this, been off coffee now for 2 years, right? Is it going
yeah.
on 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't need it. I get up in the morning, I feel great. I've just not had the urge to go back and drink it. And my wife still drinks coffee. She has a cup every day, but that's about it. And so I don't drink any coffee at all.
Yeah, and it might be. If someone's had problems with detox, it might be because they're actually detoxing off of sugar, which that's, you know, that's probably harder than even detoxing off of coffee. I mean, they say sugar is worse than cocaine. Have you heard of that? I mean, start reading the studies out there. Sugar is what is really a culprit here for us.
Yeah, so sugar is a big problem for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So continuing on with what we also cut out, salt is a big one. In our program, what we like to tell everybody is 250 milligrams per meal. So this is where it comes in with reading labels, going to the grocery stores, picking up cans. Pick up a can of soup and look how much sodium is in that soup and how many people, you know, take a can of soup for one of their meals. And again, this is all about education. So 250 milligrams of salt is what's needed per meal. We cut out soda pop, regular in diet. Again, people that are consuming soda, they actually feel that they, especially diet, they feel like there's no calories there. But what happens is it actually tricks your body, and your body thinks that it is not, doesn't have any sugar, so they actually consume more calories. And there's lots of studies on that. So helped a lot of people with kicking their soda habits. Alcohol, we take that out for a week or two. And then we actually show you how you can put alcohol back in your eating plan. And so that's been very successful. And then again, I was going to tell you about the grains. We cut those out. Just for detox, but we do bring good grains in back in the ignite phase. So,
yeah, your detox, you're going to do for either a week or 2 weeks,
right?
And then you're going to do a little different eating plan, and so I think a lot of people think you're on detox all the time, and you're not. You just do that for a short period of time,
right? Just to cleanse your body, just like Kim said, so that you clean that canvas, you get that oil change, so then you can incorporate those good, clean foods into your body, the good, clean proteins, the good, clean fats, and the good, clean carbs. What about Ignite for you, Kim? What did you notice on the Ignite phase?
So the Ignite phase, especially when I add in, you know, sweet potatoes and quinoa are a big one for me. So in Ignite, that's where I get excited. And egg yolks, because you can add those back in. I just notice the extra boost of energy. So that's when you really kick off the exercising. And, you know, by that point, you feel so much better that you're excited for this portion. And it gets exciting to exercise. And you find things that, you know, ways to have fun with exercise that before may have been, you know, more of a chore, because with other diets, you know, you don't exercise during detox in this one. But with other diets, you start off, you know, hitting the gym really hard or whatever, and you get burnt out almost immediately. But with this one, by the time you get that focused energy and that excitement, that's when you get to go exercise and really make a difference. And that's when you notice all the changes, especially, you know, more weight loss on top of it. And so I get excited about Ignite Phase.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. If you've got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll be right back with Investing in Your Health.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Case, we're back to Investing in Your Health. We got Sherry McCants and Kim, registered nurse online, to talk about more health concerns. So, ladies, you're on.
Okay. So, Kim, I love the what she said about Ignite. Do people do? They get excited for the Ignite phase where they get to ignite that metabolism. With exercise, we show you how you actually can burn your sugar up first and then burn your fat. So what I like to say is we actually teach you how to work out smarter, not harder. You do not have to be in a gym 3 hours a day to get results. I mean, studies are showing working out maybe 20 minutes a day is actually better for you than those hour-long workouts. And you just need to get that high intensity first and then burn your sugar, and then you can burn your fat after that. So that's been a really big aha moment for a lot of people with exercise, because they just think that they can be on a treadmill for an hour and get results. So what kind of exercise do you do, Kim, with the program?
Yeah, I actually am a big fan of swimming and yoga and things that are easier on the joints. I encourage my family members to come with me. So I go with my mom up to the community center. I get my sister to come along. And so for them, you know, it's easier just to swim or things like that. So I really enjoy that. I also love Zumba classes, you know, and at-home workouts. That's another thing for me that I really needed, because if I can't get out and about to do exercise, I like to have it in the comfort of my home when my kids are sleeping. So little programs, and then just overall activities out in the community, you know, going on a hike with my family, or exercising with my baby, you know, having her on a yoga mat with me, different things like that.
That is great. And what about you, Chuck? Where are you at with your exercise? I know prior, when I was working with you, you did a lot of exercising in the morning before you went to work.
Yeah, I have a cardiovascular stair-stepper kind of thing, and I go on that, and then I also lift weights every day. Not every day, but every other day I lift weights. But I try to walk every single day.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you just feel so much better with exercise. And again, it doesn't have to be 3 hours in a gym. It can be just like you said, you know, going for a walk, either in the morning or at night, including your family with it. That is just great, Kim, about the the yoga mat. I've chosen yoga here just recently as well. I've actually been doing hot yoga, something different, and it's been really, really good for me to change it up. You know, once in a while, you just don't want to, you want to make exercise fun, and that's what's important, and you want to include your family in it.
Well, Sherry, you know, we also golf, and what we try to do is we try to walk instead of ride a cart. And by walking, you get the exercise, and you get out there, and you get moving, because it's pretty easy to just set the cart and drive it around and run around. But if you get out and actually make it a little workout, you're having fun, and you don't even notice that you're doing it, and you're out there walking for a couple of hours, and you don't even think about it.
Yeah, that's great.
And the other thing, you guys do yoga, but I do a lot of stretching exercise. And I think yoga is a lot of stretching, is it not?
It is. It is a lot of stretching.
Yeah, and I think stretching is one of the things that people, I do it before I golf, I do it before I exercise, and I do it during exercise. And I think stretching really helps keep your body moving and limber.
Yes, stretching is very important with all types of exercise. Again, you know, burning that sugar up first and then burning the fat, incorporating weights or yoga or Zumba or any of that. Again, just making exercise fun is where you will get the best results with that.
You know, we had several people here left messages on the text thing here and said that they love the show. They're going to check out the website. So let's give your website again.
Okay. So the website is team. So it's T-E-A-M. Because I believe that this is all, we all work as a team, and it helps everybody. And then after the team, there's a dash and then bliss. So that's BLISS.com. And I chose bliss because it stands for balanced living. I really believe in balancing your life, instability, and that's where the blood sugar is, with support. And that's with me. My name is Sherry. And I really feel with programs, when you are trying to change a habit, and like I said, change a mindset, it's okay. You need help. It's just like a doctor. When you go to a doctor, you need help for you know, whatever you need from a doctor. But when you come to your nutrition, Kim will tell you, and doctors will tell you, they actually do not get very much nutrition knowledge in when they go to school, to medical school. So when you are working with a nutritionist, they are the ones that are really concerned about helping you. And with me, I want to help you with stabilizing blood sugar. So I would love to help anybody. They can just go to my website. There's a personal assessment form that they can fill out so I can get to know a little bit about what they're already doing for their habits, so I can help them with a program for themselves and, you know, help them with putting together an eating plan with the foods that they love, with the proteins they like, with the carbs they like, and with the fats they like. And I think that's what's been so amazing about this program.
Well, the other thing, Sherry, that I think is important for our listeners to know is that with the advent of Skype and technology, you work with people all over the country.
And so you're
working constantly with people all over the place. And so it's not where you have to be hands-on right here. You can be on Skype and work with anybody.
Yes. FaceTime, Skype. We have Zoom calls now. I mean, you know, everything you can do. And a lot of times it's easier for people to work with somebody over the phone because they don't have to actually leave their house to go see me.
Okay. Well, listen, there's our music. We'll be talking to Sherry the first of the month, doing our Investing in Health show every first of every month. And I'm going to get my little trailers fixed out so it'll be a little better to be with the show. But Sherry and Kim, thank you very much for your time, and I know our audience appreciated you sharing your story with everybody, Kim, so thank you very much again. You're listening to Investing Simplified on the Investing Simplified Radio Network. We'll be back next Saturday live to talk about investing in your wealth. So don't miss that. And we'll talk about retirement, estate planning, and probably cover a little taxes. God bless you all and have a great week.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called Asset Lock. Asset Lock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365 and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers Asset Lock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have Asset Lock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get Asset Lock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Investing Simplified.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000.